Please remember, this is an adults-only podcast and does contain some very sensual themes. So please, only listen to this podcast if you are happy to explore your deepest sensual fantasies with me and are of a suitable age. Hi, it's Devlin, and welcome to another episode of Wild in Bed. Your Sunday night destination for salacious stories, passionate prose, and finger-licking good fantasies. Now you know, as it's Christmas Eve, I've brought Sunday night story forward a little. And I'm going to do a little festive fun. And you know, as always, if you want even more intense pleasure, if you ache for something deeper, more satisfaction this Christmas, then why not come and see me at wilddesires.com? You know there's so much more that you can enjoy just listening to my voice. And as a special Christmas treat this weekend, everything on Wild Desires is a free listen. So why not get over there now and pick out your favourite fantasy and experience it like never before. So when you're ready, take a nice deep breath and hold it for a count of 3, 2, 1. Let it go with a sigh, relaxation spreading from the top of your head to the tip of your toes. Let all the stress of the week just go. For the next 30 minutes or so, it's just you and my voice. This is your time. Your time to relax. Your time to enjoy deep and intense sensual pleasure. Just close your eyes and let my voice drift over you. My words caress you as you enjoy this week's story. Stupid fucking low self-esteem, Ash whispered angrily as she tossed in her bed for the umpteenth time, unable to sleep and frustrated out of her mind by this evening's events. She rolled over again, reaching to her bedside cabinet and opening the bottom drawer before rummaging inside, her fingers grasping the latex of her favourite vibrator. She retrieves it and breathes a sigh of relief. Unbuttoning her nightshirt, the winter's night biting her nipples, forcing them into tight peaks, she rotates the vibrator's base, warming it a little in her hands as it vibrates to life. Slowly, she circles it around her erect nipple, closing her eyes and remembering that dance she had with Mark from engineering. She'd gone out and bought a new, super sexy dress that complemented her curves beautifully. Even gone to the extreme of a whole new set of lingerie. A garter belt, so he just had to know she was wearing stockings. And on that last slow dance of the Christmas party, when his hands grasped her ass and he teased the clasps on her stocking tops, she could feel his appreciation pressing firmly against her belly. Damn if she could feel him throbbing, his body tensing as her erect nipples stroked against his chest. Her core aching for that cock inside of her, her pussy dripping with need. She slides the vibrator over her stomach, pushing it between her thighs. The vibrator presses against her already throbbing clit. Ash pushes her hips up to slide her pussy along the vibrator, imagining his cock there now, before sliding it deep into her wanton sex, her back arching in beautiful desire. She thrusts the vibrator deep and hard into herself, her core clutching as she feels it pushing at the end of her, although those beautiful vibrations sending tremors through her whole body. Oh God! she moans, as the avalanche of pleasure erupts inside her, her thighs clenching hard around the latex love machine. As her panting subsides, her body convulsing with the aftershocks of her orgasm, flooding from head to toe. Gently, she whispers to herself, "If only they knew the real me." She smiles as the image moves through her mind, Wonder Woman-like, the goody two-shoes Ash from Accounts, magically transformed into the sexual temptress she knows lurks within, keeping her eyes closed and holding the image. Eventually, the veil of sleep descends over Ash, and dreams come to her, images of Ash the temptress and what she might do with that whip if she ever got Mark into her bed. Suddenly, Ash is awoken by a loud crash and a shape cursing at the bottom of her bed. "Oh, fucking ho," the figure growls, picking himself up off the floor. Standing over the end of Ash's bed, she can hardly breathe with the fear pulsating in her chest. "Who the fuck are you?" She eventually gasps. "Santa fucking Claus. What does it look like?" he said, snarling under his breath. Shocked by this strange man at the foot of her bed, claiming to be Santa Claus, but like no Santa Claus Ash had ever heard of. Her jaw stays aghast at his cursing. "You don't look like any Santa Claus I have ever heard of," Ash says, her voice stern, and what she hopes sounds authoritative and strong. Suddenly, wicked Santa is next to her, his damp, warm breath caressing her neck as he whispers, "That's because you listened to the kiddies' version. But you haven't been wishing for anything nice and sweet, have you, Ash?" His voice caressing parts of her body it had no business going near. "I don't know what you mean. I've been a good girl all year." Suddenly overwhelmed by his salacious presence. "But not from choice," he grins. His hand dives between her thighs, under her nightshirt, an image flashing in her mind. A fantasy she had 1,000 times of Mark coming into her office, pulling her roughly from her chair, his voice urgent and demanding as he whispers, "I want you, Ash. I want you here. I want you now." Looking up into his blue eyes, Ash's beautiful Bambi eyes dilate, spreading with desire as her hands fumble at his belt, loosening his waistband, before pushing her hand lower inside his pants, feeling his strong, hard cock in her hand. Stroking it, feeling it pulse gently, feeling his need swelling, she drops to her knees, her lips teasing gently over the end of him, her tongue tasting him, up and down the length of his shaft, gently sucking the end of his cock. Watching him moan, she grins to herself, knowing how much he wants her, how swollen he is, as she slides her lips along the length of his cock, taking him right to her throat, sliding her mouth faster and faster, his fingers through her hair, pulling her tighter onto him. She can feel his orgasm already rising. He looks down at her, passion burning in his blue eyes. He smiles and lifts her up, turning her. He bends her over her desk, lifting her skirt and exposing her panties. For a moment, he stands and admires the lace caressing her ass, growling his approval before a quick spank of his hand reddens the pale skin of her butt. Leaning over her, he rips her panties from her trembling body, pressing his hard cock teasingly against her pussy, threatening to thrust inside but holding back as her pleasure drips down her thighs. His breath teases her ear as he whispers, "Feel how hard I am for you, Ash. I've wanted you for so long." His voice vibrating with desire. "Do you know how many nights I've sat up, rubbing my hard cock for hours, thinking of having you?" His fingers thrust into her wet pussy, massaging it, exploring it, forcing her to moan loudly as her lips suck at his fingers, moving in and out of the wet folds of her desire, her body trembling with lust, with a need to come. "Please, Mark, please fuck me," Ash cries. "I need to feel your cock inside me. Feel me, Mark, please." Desperation dripping from every word leaving her mouth. Pushing his hand over her ass, parting her cheeks, his thumb teasing that most sensitive hole, before he slides his cock deep and hard into her pussy, crying from the overwhelming pleasure of feeling him inside her. The delight of her core clutching at his hard cock, pressing deeper and deeper with every powerful thrust. Clutching at her desk, desperately as waves of pleasure move over her body, trying to hold on to something, anything to control the pleasure erupting from every cell of her body. She needs him to come inside her. She wants to feel that shared moment as they both explode in perfect pleasure. His body tenses, growling loudly as his hands grasp her ass, moving over the curve of her hips and pulling her trembling body hard onto his pulsing cock. Any second now, she knows he's going to come. Suddenly her eyes spring open. Wicked Santa watching her with the widest grin Ash has ever seen. "But that was so last year," he winks knowingly. "Then you went and watched 50 Shades of Grey with Henry, what's his name?" Reaching to his sack on the floor, he turns as he lifts it, giving Ash an almost apologetic look. "Well, I know you wished for Henry, but he was busy tonight. So I got the next best thing." Grinning like a Cheshire cat as he holds up a pair of handcuffs triumphantly. Moving at the speed of lightning, two metallic clicks and her hands are secured to her bedhead. Suddenly the idea of light bondage doesn't seem like so much fun. Squirming on her bed, Ash tries to escape the manacles, while Santa sits watching her and laughing menacingly. "Oh, calm down, Ash. You know this is what you asked for this year," he whispers as his long fingers tease her erect nipples to her nightshirt, rubbing them forcibly. Lights flash in Ash's eyes as waves of pleasure move over her body, pushing her thighs together, trying to control the desire burning through her core. Her body arches in pleasure, forcing her breasts hard into his hands, as her eyes open from the electricity burning through her body. Mark's tongue circles her nipple, teasing it, sucking it between his teeth, forcing Ash's desire to grow. Arching her back to invite his teeth further onto her breast, her wrists straining against the handcuffs as desire torments her body. His palm pushes down her stomach, his fingers caressing the curve of her thighs before he grasps her clit between his finger and thumb, pinching it forcibly. Ash twists in pleasure and pain on the bed, pushing her feet deep into the mattress, her thighs clamping onto his hand. Moaning loudly, her orgasm growing deep in her core, a swirling ball of energy that will not yield, will not stop, spreading all over her body. A wildfire of lust that sets every cell aflame with desire. Mark lifts her legs quickly, exposing her ass to his cruel desires. With one broad lash of his hand, he sends shockwaves pummeling through her body, her pussy crying out for attention, to be caressed, to be fingered, to be fucked. Already she can feel it pulsing, throbbing, her lips inviting him to thrust his fingers deep into her folds, to explore them, to take her like no man has ever taken her. His fingers slide slowly along the lips of her pussy, teasing her wet desire, caressing her clit, flicking it gently. Every flick of his nail sending the warm waves of pleasure circling through her body before he slaps her firmly on her clit. An avalanche of pain and pleasure erupts over Ash's body, causing her to scream in the most erotic agony, feeling the pain subside and that familiar warmth permeate every inch of her skin, filling her with lustful need. Another spank across her clit, her body edging towards the satisfaction she craves, that pleasure she needs more than her next breath. Just one more spank, and she knows she will come, holding her breath, waiting for it, needing it. The anticipation burns through Ash's body. "You're really getting into this, aren't you?" Wicked Santa says, his eyes glimmering with amusement. "Oh, fuck, you again. Can't you just leave me wherever you send me for a minute longer?" "Not yet, not until I say." "What do you think you might have learned from my visit?" His stare turning severe. "That you're an evil fucker who likes to torment women," she says, frustration resounding through every word. "Well, yes, I am. But that's not the point of tonight's visit," he says, his eyes narrowing as if studying Ash's thoughts. His hands move quickly between her thighs, his fingers pushing deep and hard inside her pussy, massaging that one spot that guaranteed an aching pleasure. Ash's back arches as the desire cascades over her body. Her pleasure undeniable as her orgasm expands over every cell. Grasping the bedsheets in desperate need, Ash cries, "Oh my fucking God!" As the sensations subside, her orgasm denied her again, Ash pants with frustrated need. Opening her eyes, Mark watches her intently, lust burning behind that beautiful blue, admiring the long evening dress she has on, the sort of dress Ash could only dream of owning. Staring at him intently as he sits on a chair. A party, almost like a New Year's Eve party, all around them, ignoring the music going on. People dancing in some half-drunken stupor, ignoring the nagging thought that she had never seen Mark at a New Year's Eve party. Work had never done one. Well, not until later this year. But none of that mattered. All that mattered was the lust she felt for this man right now, his aching erection obvious in his pants. Ash lifts her skirt and sits over him, lowering his zipper. She reaches inside his pants. She will not be denied again. She pulls his hard cock into the air, gasping at the feel of it between her fingers as she teases the tip of him with her thumb. The delight spreading through her body as he moans loudly, his head rolling back. Slowly but firmly, Ash slides her hand up and down his throbbing shaft, smiling to herself as she feels him swelling even larger, her other hand gliding between her thighs, moving her panties to one side as she guides him into a wet pussy. Gently she rocks her hips, her pussy clutching at his hard cock, massaging it, needing him to come inside her. Mark moves his hand over her breasts, pinching her nipples through the soft lace of her bodice. That now familiar glow of pleasure returns with a vengeance as she moves her hips more firmly along his shaft, her hand reaching down, rubbing her clit, forcing her orgasm to grow. Desperation burns through her body, sinking into each other's gaze. They kiss deeply, breathing each other's moans as the pleasure spreads between them, intensifying with every movement. The intimacy, the passion that burns between them. Mark grasps her breast firmly. His body tenses. She will not be denied. Rocking her hips hard against his pulsing cock, a growl rises through his chest as his body tenses. Ash's orgasm spreads, her core clutching, her lips sucking at his pulsing cock as he erupts inside her. Her body trembles at the sensation of his warm cum filling her pussy, as her orgasm explodes in an avalanche of pleasure, moving down her whole body, flooding right onto her clit as he calls her name loudly. Closing her eyes, not wanting to move, needing to feel his pulsing cock inside of her. She smiles as a warm afterglow of pleasure embraces her body, accentuated by the sensation of warm cum sliding down her thigh. Finally satisfied, Ash lays against Mark's chest, his strong arms around her, holding her safe and secure, listening to the thudding of his heart as it slowly quietens. Opening her eyes, the white fur trim of a red coat tickles her face. "This is all very cozy," Wicked Santa says, "but maybe not what you want." Ash glares at him harshly, lifting her head from his chest. "Why you here?" she demands. "Why, pretty baby? To save you from yourself," he says, smiling gently. Brushing her hair from her forehead, he whispers, "So what have you learned from my visit?" "That I should take charge?" she ventures, a little unsure. "Now you're getting it, pretty baby," he says as he kisses her forehead. Satisfied and relaxed, Ash drops almost instantly to sleep, a deep, restful sleep full of Wonder Woman and Mark. The sun is already high in the sky when she awakes. Looking around, there is no Wicked Santa, no handcuffs. Just her in her bed with a picture of Wonder Woman laying on the sheets next to her. Sitting bolt upright, she says, "Fuck, it's Christmas Day." She grabs her cell phone from the side, desperately needing to ring her family. Through the remaining veil of sleep, she tries to focus, her mind a mass of confusion. Something's wrong. Her phone says 3 p.m., 31st of December. She can't have slept for a whole week. Turning on her TV, it confirms a date and time. "Fuck," she says. The office New Year's party starts in an hour, and she hasn't a thing to wear. Leaping out of her bed, she goes to the closet, desperately trying to find something, anything. Her hand suddenly lands on a long evening dress, one that she has never seen before, except maybe in her dream last night. Smiling, she retrieves it from the closet and hangs it up. "Mark, sweetheart, you have no idea what will hit you tonight," she whispers. Well, I hope you've enjoyed that little story. A little festive, I thought, you know. Well, you've got to do your bit. Now, obviously there's no show on Sunday, because you're listening to it now. And it is Christmas, but you're getting it early. Tonight. So happy Christmas, one and all. Now, next week I will be doing a show, but it will be on New Year's Eve, not on the Sunday. Much like this week, and then after that we return back to normal. But for now, I'm wishing you a salacious Christmas, and I hope Wicked Santa brings all your fantasies to life. Until next time, this is Devlin Wild, saying good night. Now, as you have enjoyed this show this evening, you can go ahead and subscribe to my podcast so you don't miss another salacious episode. And you know you can go ahead and visit me at wilddesires.com and grab your own free experiential erotic story just for coming.